Trumos Perikei Mishnah Vav. We're still talking about the halachos of Meduma when Truma falls into a larger chulin mixture that does not outnumber it by more than 100 to 1, and so it can't become batel. Sa Truma Shanafla Lefachos Mimea. If one saw of Truma fell into a chulin pile that was less than 100 times that amount, v'nidmu'u, and the whole thing became Meduma. Now a Zara is not allowed to eat it. He's got to sell it to a Kohen, with the exception of the one Sa'a that he gives as Truma. V'nofal min ha-beduma l'makam acher. And continuing an idea that we brought up in the previous Mishnah, some of that Meduma then falls into a different pile of Chulin in another place. So the question is, can Meduma that mixes with other Chulin then create another situation of Meduma? So in the example that the Mefarshim give, one sa'a of Truma falls into 23 sa'a of Chulin, which gives you a 24 sa'a total, of which one, 1/24 of a sa'a is called a log. So one log is Truma, and 23 lugim are Chulin. Now, a sa'a from this Meduma mixture then falls into a bigger batch of chulin of 77 lugim. So the question is, what is the impact of the sa'a from the first Meduma going to do to the 77 log second group? So in the first group, there was 24, and one of them was Truma. And now in the second group, there were 77, and now there's one that fell in there as well. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Medama'as Ketrumas Vadai. Rabbi Eliezer says, the whole new mixture is Meduma, just as any regular Truma would turn a mixture into Meduma. The Sa'a that you intentionally took out of the Meduma is considered to be Truma. And so as a result, when it falls into the next mixture, it is going to call the next mixture Meduma as well. V'chachamim omrim ein ha-Meduma medamea. The Chachamim say a Meduma mixture does not make another mixture into Meduma as well, Ela lafi ha-cheshbon, except in proportion, the cheshbon, to its Truma content. The Sa'a from the Meduma mixture is not treated, like Rebbe Eliezer says, as though it was 100% Truma. Instead, we use the same proportion as was present in the first mixture. So in the first mixture, it was 23 parts Chulin to one part Truma. So now this new Sa'a that you put into the 77 log is also 23 parts Chulin to one part Truma. So out of the 1/24th of the log that fell into the new mixture, that is all of the Truma that is there. If you take 77 log plus 23 logs of Chulin in the Meduma Sa'a in the first place, we can consider it all to be 100 to 1. So we are saying that, in a sense, both batches are going to combine, and as a result, the second batch is not called Meduma. The first batch, it's too late to do anything about. We already considered it Meduma. We didn't know the second aspect was going to happen. Now, this principle of conductivity can be applied to other things as well. Ve'ein ha-mechumotz machamitz elo lefi cheshbon. So too, a batch of dough that was leavened with Truma does not turn a second batch of dough leavened with Truma, except, according to the Cheshbon, the proportion to its Truma content. Here actually goes into a little detail on the old days and how they used to make dough. They used to work with a starter dough or a sourdough that would then leaven the rest of a new batch of dough and allow it all to rise. We can use powdered yeast and stuff, but in the old days you had to use a starter dough, and some bakers still do that even today. Now, in the first case, a sourdough of Truma was used to leaven a batch of dough that was made out of chulin flour. The whole thing becomes asur lazar, because the power of that starter sourdough ferments everything in the chulin, and everything becomes Meduma. Even the 1 to 100 proportion wouldn't apply in the case of a starter dough, because without the starter dough, nothing would ever rise. So going 100 to 1 doesn't take into account how important the Truma was in that case. But if you take the dough that was leavened using Truma sourdough, and then that Meduma falls into a different batch of Chulin dough and leavens it, then we can use only the percentage or proportion of truma that was in the first dough to count against the second dough as well. So unless you have a big enough chunk of truma sourdough falling into the second batch of meduma, the second batch of chulin, you don't have to turn it into meduma, because we can say that, for example, it was 100 chulin to 1 truma in that case, because it wasn't an actual sourdough falling in, but rather a piece of the meduma that fell in, if that makes sense. So again, you're using the proportion of truma that is still going on into the second accidental dropping batch that we're talking about. The same is true for a halacha that has nothing to do with trumos, has to do with mikvos, and we're nowhere near that part of the Shisha Sidra Mishnah yet. But the ein hamayim she'uvim postanes ha-mikvah elo lefi cheshbon. So too, drawn water does not passel a mikvah except according to its proportion. Now what this refers to is the idea that a mikvah has to be at least 40 sa'a of rainwater minimum. Water that was collected in any kind of a keli and then poured in is called mayim she'uvim, or drawn water. And 3 log of drawn water generally will passel a mikvah that didn't quite have 40 sa'a in it. And there's many different consequences in Mishnayos about those halachos. But what our Mishnah is referring to is a situation where you're allowed to indirectly use drawn water to finish filling up a mikvah. You have a mikvah that has only 21 sa'a of rainwater in it. You're waiting for the other 19 sa'a to complete it, but it's taking too long and it might never happen. So what you can do is something called hamshacha. You can take 19 sa'a, less than half, of drawn water, pour it onto the ground outside the mikvah, and allow it to flow into the mikvah by itself, combining with the mikvah water, and now making a mikvah of 40 sa'a. When they're talking about Lefi HaCheshbon, they're talking about a mikvah that had exactly 20 sa'a of rainwater, and 20 sa'a of Mayim She'uvim. If you try that, that's when your cheshbon doesn't work. It has to be a majority of proper mikvah water from rainwater, more than 50%, in order for the mikvah to be valid. If you're going to do hamshacha, it has to be less than half, and so the cheshbon matters there as well. Mishnah Zayin, saw truma shanafla lameya. You have one saw of truma that fell into a batch of 100 chulin, the standard case. Higbiha. So then he removes one sa'ah from the 101, and that's going to go to the Kohen and Pater, everything else. But then v'nafla acheres, a second sa'ah of truma falls into the 100 that is left. Remember, one truma fell in, you took out one to represent it, now another truma fell in. Higbia, and he removed another sa'ah, the second time now to give to the Kohen, v'nafla acheres, and the third saw falls in. And eventually, this pattern is repeated over and over again. Why they don't put up a fence, I couldn't tell you. But truma keeps falling in to this 100 saw vat that is sitting there. Harezu muteres, you are allowed to keep on taking out one saw to represent it over and over again. Achetir betruma al hachulin, until you reach the point where the truma exceeds the chulin. What we mean is that although we treat the sa'a that we've taken out as representing 100 parts chulin and 1 part truma, eventually you reach a mathematical point where more truma has fallen in than it's possible for chulin to remain. On the chance that every sa'a you took out to give to the kohen might have been chulin, once you reach more than the halfway point, then you can no longer consider this pile to have the power to be mevatel anymore. In a case, for example, of 100 sa'a, that would be 51. So when you reach the 51st truma sa'a to fall in, we have to take the chance that there's only 49 chulin left, and that every one we took out was a chulin sa'a. Although maybe the odds are against it, we can no longer count on the fact that there's 100 sa'a to nullify the one new saw of truma that keeps falling in as well.